A lot of the world's religions promise eternal reward or punishment for how we handle things here on earth. In the Christian faith, heaven is where the best of us will spend eternity. Hell, we're told, will provide endless torment for those who don't fare quite so well. But whatever the destination, we've been led to believe that our ultimate fate lies somewhere in the future, beyond death. Boy, were we wrong. It turns out that when Christ of the Gospels talked about hell, one of the terms he used was Gehenna. Over the centuries, we've made this word a general term for torment, but it originally had an exact meaning. Gehenna was the name of Jerusalem's garbage dump. Needless to say, the dumps of Christ's day were a far cry from the sanitary landfills we engineer today. Gehenna was an open pit, infested with rats and reeking with decaying food and human excrement. When the pestilence that fed on the dump began getting out of hand, the entire thing was set on fire. But even the fires of Gehenna didn't purify. They sent billows of reeking smoke over the entire city, spreading disease and death. Small wonder that Christ used the word Gehenna when he was trying to convey what eternal damnation might look like. It was a powerful image that everyone could relate to. But I think it goes one step further. I think what Christ was really trying to tell us is that we make our own heaven or hell right here on earth. So instead of taking that image and that lesson to heart, we've done what we do best. Ignore our waste and hope it goes away. Sure, we'll be accountable for our actions someday. And hopefully that day will come after we're dead. It's the ultimate cop-out. 2,000 years later, the dumps are still filled with the discarded remains of our civilization. Instead of being filled with rats and filth, we now cast our radioactive and chemically hazardous wastes away with little regard for the consequence. But like the rotting wastes of ancient Jerusalem, sooner or later, the mess we're making of this planet will catch up to us. As we race toward the millennium, I think we finally reach the point where we can no longer hide from our own Gehenna.